This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has lashed out at opposition parties for the protests against the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill in an interview with a news agency. Mr. Shah alleged that opposition leaders are trying to form and run the government even when they are jailed. He termed the protest by the opposition parties against the bill as undemocratic. He highlighted that it was Prime Minister Narendra Modi himself who had insisted on bringing the office of the PM under the aegis of this bill.
पहले 39वां जो संशोधन था इसमें इंदिरा जी उपराष्ट्रपति राष्ट्रपति के साथ साथ खुद को भी इनके खिलाफ कोई वैधता नहीं रहती है चुनावी मुकदमों का एक संविधान संशोधन लेकर आई थी वो खैर कांग्रेस पार्टी और श्रीमती इंदिरा गांधी की नैतिकता का सवाल है नरेंद्र मोदी जी अपने खिलाफ खुद संविधान संशोधन लेकर आए हैं कि प्रधानमंत्री भी जेल में जाएगा तो उसको इस्तीफा दे देना
Quoting the Representation of People Act of India, Mr. Shah said if any elected representative is sentenced for 2 years or more, then he or she will be relieved from their position as a member of parliament. On the opposition boycotting the Joint Parliamentary Committee, JPC, on the 130th Amendment Bill, Mr. Shah said the JPC will do its work and the existing people will work.
जेपीसी अपना काम करेगी मौजूदा लोग काम करेंगे कल को आप अगर ओपोजिशन अभी से लेकर 4 साल तक कोई काम में सहयोग नहीं देता है तो देश नहीं चलेगा क्या हम इतना ही कर सकते हैं कि उनको बोलने का मौका दे उनको बात रखने का मौका दे अगर वो अपनी बात रखना ही नहीं चाहते हैं अगर बोलना ही नहीं चाहते तो देश की जनता भी तो देख रही है ना चीजों को
On the opposition raising questions about the resignation of former Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Mr. Shah said Mr. Dhankar resigned due to his personal health problem. He asked the opposition not to stretch the issue too much.
मैं बात का बदंकर नहीं बनाना चाहिए धनखड़ जी संविधान पद पर बैठे अपने कार्यकाल में उन्होंने संविधान के हिसाब से अच्छा काम किया इनकी निजी स्वास्थ्य की समस्या के कारण इन्होंने इस्तीफा दिया इसको ज्यादा खींच कर कुछ ढूंढने का प्रयास नहीं
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding talks with his Fiji counterpart Sithiveni Rabuka in New Delhi. Mr. Modi will host a lunch in honour of the visiting dignitary. Mr. Rabuka arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a 3-day visit to India. He is accompanied by his spouse Silueti Rabuka. The delegation includes Minister of Health and Medical Services Ratu Antonio Lalabalavu and senior officials. This is the first visit to India by Prime Minister Rabuka in his present capacity. The Prime Minister of Fiji will call on President Draupadi Murmu this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be launching development projects worth over 5,400 crore rupees in Ahmedabad today. During his 2-day visit to Gujarat, Mr. Modi will also address a public function in Ahmedabad this evening. They include various urban development projects worth 2,500 crore in Ahmedabad and Gandhinagar and power supply projects worth over 1,100 crores. Indian astronaut group captain Shubhanshu Shukla was given a grand welcome in his hometown Lucknow today. Deputy Chief Minister Brajesh Pathak and Mayor Sushma Kharkwal received him at Chaudhary Charan Singh Airport. Shubhanshu participated in a victory parade organized by his school, followed by the felicitation ceremony. During the victory parade, school children and locals showered him with flowers and waved their tricolour flags. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 8 people, including 2 women and 1 child, were killed and 45 others injured in a road accident on National Highway 34 in Bulandshahr late last night. The incident occurred near Ghatal village when a container hit a tractor full of devotees. The devotees of Gogaji were going to Rajasthan's Gogamedi from UP's Kasganj. The injured have been admitted to the hospital in Khurja. The truck that caused the accident is in police custody. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over northwestern parts of the country for the next 2 days. According to the IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected at isolated places over Gujarat, Odisha, Rajasthan and Uttarakhand till tomorrow. And with that, we end this news bulletin.